brought to you by Amstel. Slow brewed, extra matured. Not for persons under the age of 18. Think responsibly.
Hola, Bafetu. Welcome to another banging episode of Groove Cartel. You know how we do, Bafetu. We bring you nothing but the best. We're out here, Kohabanero, Shisanyama, Kumenlin, Bafetu. And I've got my homie here, Tutor the Human. He's going to give us a dope set. Ndana? Press play.
Thank you. I'll be there. no young stand got a hot ink say. Chop us a pink and a cigarette cake. I know young stand got a hot ink say. Chop us a pink and a cigarette cake. New young stand got a hot ink say. Yeah, guys, fun niggas of funny taste. Chop us a pink and a cigarette. Mali, the corner, you think you play. And you know, young stand got a hot ink say. Yeah, guys, fun niggas of funny taste. Chop us a pink and a cigarette. Mali, the corner, you think you play.
Thank you. Bye. We'll be right back.
Fair 2, you heard that dope, dope, dope set by my homie here, Tuto the Human. Donna?
How are you?
Welcome to Groove Cartel, my dog.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for playing us a dope set, bro. Take us through your music, my man. Those who don't know you, explain what today's set was all about.
Well, today's set was basically about showcasing what, like, the full range of what Tuto the Human as the artist is, like, capable of.
Yeah.
As you may have listened or heard, started off soft, then it's a nice build-up with, like, crazy, like, sounds that nobody's heard before, then ended strong. So today's set was more about, like, just demonstrating my full range, full capabilities.
Yeah.
Kilo abona like okena studio tawa to baba ipotore okona to kona zgugu fela.
Oh yeah. so creative expression, as it were.
Exactly, yeah.
Let's talk about your creative expression. Music has chosen you, you chose music.
Well, I feel like it's a bit of both. I think when it comes to music, I think me and music found each other in spaces where we both needed each other.
Okay. Right. Can you take us a little bit through that? That's quite interesting.
I started making music. No, not even making music. I started off as a DJ, actually. I started at age 16. Yeah. I think it was Snow Deep's mix that I was listening to. And I heard that. I was like, I gotta be able to put this together.
Okay.
And this was when piano was like, not even like, at its peak. It was still underground. Many people were like,
before you didn't have a name, I suppose, at that stage.
Exactly. So that was, I remember that was the first time I ever put a mix together in my whole life. And people in my hood were like,
oh, that's dope, bro.
I was playing horses throughout.
Horses happen, dog.
That's true.
It's an occupational hazard. We can't really hold that against you.
Yeah.
And then prior to that particular mix that inspires you to, what's the word I'm looking for, to kind of get into the game of being a DJ.
Yeah.
What was your musical kind of interest prior to that? You know, I'm just very curious to understand which is the origins.
Yeah.
Of Tuto the Human, the DJ, producer, and how does that all come together?
I think it's a bit prevalent in the kind of music I make.
Yeah.
That in the era of music that I was in, when I first started making music, broken beat was a big thing.
Oh, okay.
So your Calvin Farlow, your Louis Lunch, you know, Dino and Snow Deep, those were your guys. Like, those are the guys we went to for new music.
Sure.
And so it was so exclusive, it was so inaccessible that I had to decide, I made make a choice to say, let me just make the kind of music I want to hear. That's when now music production started. A little bit later in the game to say that I'm just gonna make my own version of the song that I can't find and rock that, and then people are gonna be like, wait, that sounds familiar. So I think that's how I was able to find my niche.
Proper. And you're doing well. And what makes me say that you're doing well is the fact that off camera we were speaking about the many of your tracks a part of that have been played on this particular channel, and I'm pretty certain not a lot of people know the face of Tuto the Human.
Yeah.
So with that said, how do you then link up with the people that you've worked with?
Man, yo, that happened so quickly and so randomly. It went from outside Groove Cartel to like now multiple clubs, and my friends would send me videos, and I'm just chilling there in studio. I'm just like, where are all these songs playing? Who is playing these songs? It came to a point. I remember K-Matt played one of my songs at Mint, and it just so happened Milo and Sleazy were there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they immediately hit me up. They were like, yo, send an tweeno.
Sure.
It took a while, but they were the ones who really put me on. So shout out to them. Like, they really took me, and they were like, our money, clock one. Like,
Joe, that's dope, man.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's actually a dope story. And it's also somewhat typical of the amapiano genre in particular. Like, you guys are very good at putting each other on, you know?
Yeah.
Politics aside, but when you guys come together, you make some magic. And then where you are right now, do you feel that your creative expression is at its peak, or if there's more that we must expect from you?
I think there's just so many sounds out there in the world that piano is yet to merge with.
Yeah.
And I'm a curious George. I like mixing things together, trying to figure things out. I'm someone who likes figuring sounds out.
Yes,
if reggae is a thing, I'm going to try it out. If funk is a thing, I'm going to try it out.
Sure.
I'm that kind of guy.
Sure.
So I'm always that person who's open-minded to say, no, but there's other sounds in different regions of the world where if we're going to push the narrative of Amapiano to the world, we have to be able to relate to them. Through their sounds, right? So I'm always trying to figure out, okay, what are they listening to in Brazil? Let's mess around with that. What are they listening to in Portugal, in Greece?
Yeah.
Let's mess around with that, see what happens.
When we talk international, how's your music being received? That side.
Yo.
And how's your international experience? How's that been?
I think one of the things that blew my mind the most about playing Amapiano overseas is how much they love it. I think the love of Amapiano has grown more outside than here at home. I think because we're used to it,
there is a sense of we take it
for granted to some extent. And it's understandable because it's everywhere.
Yeah, Sakai,
yes, this is home. This is where the sound belongs here.
Yeah.
But when you go international, when you go to all these countries and to them it's such a new sound. I remember when I played at Pianoland in Amsterdam, there was a woman who came to me after the show and really explained to me, saying that this was literally my first time hearing Amapiano ever.
Yeah.
And she was so, like, she didn't even know what to say. She came to us, she just thanked me and she just walked away. That was one of the experiences. I don't think I'll ever forget that, to say that there are people out there who've never heard us. And when they do, it's going to blow their minds.
And I think equally, it speaks to the quality of the music that you're putting out there. Because when you're in a foreign country, especially, you know, something like Piano Land, where it's just piano focused and you stand out to somebody, you know, I think it's just testament to the quality of the music that you're putting out there. And I'd like to circle back to this particular set once again. I know there's a project coming up.
Yes.
Do you mind just giving us a little bit of, you know, snippet of where the tracks played in the set? If you remember number one, but also number two, the name of the project, if it is named yet.
It is named, but it'll give it away if I reveal it. Yeah.
What
I can say is, it's basically an introductory to the brand, to the human, to say that, okay, if people want to know who on earth is this guy, this is the project, this is the point of reference.
Yeah, oh, okay.
To say, like, because like every single song in that project is a representation of who I am and the kind of sounds that resonate with me.
Ah, okay.
Right, so I think people are going to love it. I hope they love it. I played a few of the songs in the mix, so they'll pick and choose. They'll see. They'll take their guesses. I think some of them know.
And then let's speak about the people that you worked with on this coming project. Any names that you'd like to share with us? If not, it's cool as well.
Oh, man. Again, I don't want to reveal too much. Well, Shakes and Les are there. Those are my bros. They're really good. Hopefully the funk series picks up.
For sure.
Nandipa 808 is there.
Mm.
It's too much. Mm. That guy's too much. Mm. Lock drum. Hi.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And obviously, like, fan favorites like David Gogo, K-Mat. They're within it's like that now. So like I feel like I don't want people to focus too much on who's on it. I hear you.
But I mean it's your album.
It is.
Ultimately.
And I want it to be focused on like the sounds in and of themselves and what we did with those sounds. Kind of like how in my set, if you realize, I didn't play too many a cappellas because I was trying to give people the chance to like really listen to the sounds that were at play. Because sometimes those a cappellas can be dope, but can draw attention away from
the production.
The production.
Ah, okay.
So as a DJ, that's dope to do, and I encourage it.
Yeah.
But for producers like myself, I'm that guy. Me personally, I just want people to like really hear, you know, the amount of work we put into the actual music, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes acapellas can draw attention away from that, as dope as it is. So that's why I kind of kept it like at the minimum, nyana, you know.
Sure.
So yeah.
Any other work that you're working on concurrently with the album beyond this, EP beyond that, anything else that you're working on?
It's just like I said earlier, just I'm in an experimental phase right now,
okay,
where the more I travel outside, the
yeah.
more I'm going to like listen to what's happening there musically,
okay. Okay.
And experiment
okay.
with those sounds.
Sure.
I'm already, if there's a song on the mix where I experimented with a bit of Afrotech.
Sure. Okay.
And three step combined. Nyana,
so
those are just like some of the things I'm trying to really accomplish. Cause like I said, I'm a curious George. I like experimenting,
yeah.
and that's part of who I am.
Yeah.
So anything I drop after the project
yeah.
will be a reflection of that.
Sure.
To say, okay, let's see what else we can do
sure.
with Beyond, you know?
Dog, thank you so much for pulling through. We're looking forward to your work, all of it. And congratulations for, you know, what you've achieved so far. Clearly there's many more exciting things to come from you, bro.
Hopefully.
And your social media camera is that one over there.
Yeah.
Will you please kindly share with them?
Tuto the human everywhere. Tuto the human. T-H-E, not D-E. Danko.
T-H?
T-H-E, not D-E.
Perfect. I am still Ash Mupedi. We are still Groove Cartel. We're signing out. We'll check you on the next one. Buffet, you know, Peter's Brewing. Awe.
Danko.
Brought to you by Amstel. Slow brewed, extra matured. Not for persons under the age of 18. Think responsibly.